Hi, everyone. Rod Boyer here to share with you some excerpts from our interview with Colleen Shannon, PE teacher at the Pike School. We originally did this interview as part of season two, episode two of the podcast Onward. And there was so much interesting conversation between Colleen and I that we wanted to make sure it was made available to our listeners. So that's what you'll find here, lightly edited, but really rich conversation. Hope you enjoy it. And as always, check out the podcast at pikeschool.org/onward.
And that's like, I think a big part of adventure education is, you know, allowing them to practice making mistakes to gain information, because that's how we learn, right? Sometimes we have to make mistakes to learn how to do things right. And a lot of the activities kind of activate that kind of learning, which can be so hard for students. People don't like making mistakes. And so to give them an activity where they have to make mistakes, to be successful, I think can be really valuable. It's great practice.
You mentioned the idea of risk and students sort of understanding sort of, I forget how you worded it, but sort of this idea of like understanding sort of what risks they're willing to take. And I think it's this idea of the idea that challenge can look very different for different students. And I imagine that gets magnified very much in this kind of learning. And I'm just wondering if you could talk about that a little bit.
Definitely. So one of Project Adventure's core concepts is challenge by choice. I think that's a great way to kind of frame this. And it's a structure that allows participants to choose their level of challenge and how to engage with activities. So it's not a participate or don't participate, but it's how do I show up today and how do I participate today? So my job as the teacher or facilitator is to provide students with many different levels of challenge and different roles so that they can make a choice, right? I think choice is super important, especially for upper school age students, allowing them choice in their learning. So they can make a choice on how to challenge themselves for the day. And sometimes, that choice might be climbing up the ladder, up the tree, across something, and or jumping off. And, you know, that might be the highest level of challenge we offer for that day. And some students might be up for it. Someone else, it might be holding the rope. It might be holding the ladder. It might be clipping in and like taking two steps up the ladder and then coming back down again. And that's okay. And I always tell them, like, try to go one step further than what's comfortable, but never go two steps past where, like, you don't want to enter the panic zone, right? Yeah. We have our comfort zone, we have our zone of learning, and then we have that zone where you become stressed out and panicked. And like, we don't want to be there. We want to be in our stretch zone, our zone of optimal learning. And so each student is different, and that's okay. And my hope is that I can create a safe environment that students are able to step outside that comfort zone. They feel comfortable stepping outside that comfortable. They feel comfortable being uncomfortable. And then go one step further than they thought that they might have at the beginning. And a lot of times, like students, when I introduce the unit, we get started and they firmly believe that they're never going to leave the ground, you know, and then 6 weeks later, they're clipped into the rope and they're halfway up the ladder.
Colleen, one of the things that I know you're working on and I've heard you speak about is this kind of project that you're doing now that involves, and I'm hoping my phrasing here is accurate, but sort of involves weaving the Project Adventure framework and values into what has traditionally been a very skills-based approach to instruction. So I'm thinking about maybe traditional PE or team sports as it's been taught maybe in some settings for a long time. First of all, am I phrasing that correctly? And also then perhaps you could just talk a little bit about that and kind of what you see as the importance of that.
Yeah, definitely. So traditionally there's been, and Pike follows this as well right now in my prior school, also there's an adventure unit or like an adventure class, and it's separate from the rest of the PE curriculum. And traditional PE curriculum is a lot of times sports-based and skills-based for the younger kids. And so I'm currently working with a group of PE teachers from all over the East Coast that all have experience with adventure education, and many of them are actually working towards becoming PE adventure ed trainers as well. Yeah. And so I'm working with this group. One of the big discussions that we've been having
and we're looking for
is kind of working on like learning almost like an addendum to PE curriculum. Because the adventure curriculum has a lot of the sport skills in it, but they're not identified. You know, there's a lot of throwing and catching. There's often offense and defense strategies. There might be rolling or kicking, you know, so a lot of the skills are there, but they're not, the curriculum is not framed in a way to focus on that. And I know one of the restrictions with public school specifically is they have standards that they have to meet. And we do have our essential outcomes, but with the independent school, we have a little bit more flexibility there. Mm-hmm. And so our idea we're hoping to, again, create this addendum to PE curriculum that will take traditional sports skills and kind of highlight them and incorporate them into adventure-based activities. So it would look something like you're going to do your soccer unit. Your goal is for students to be able to dribble, pass, shoot, and then the end goal is to put it all together and be able to play a game. But instead of just like practicing dribbling and practicing passing and shooting, you would have like a cluster of activities that are maybe you use passing in a problem-solving way. Like you have to like unlock a secret code by passing a ball through cones in a specific order, but you don't know the order. So, you know, it's like taking soccer skills and adding an adventure twist to them. The other thing that we've been having discussing is a lot of the adventure activities involve a lot of equipment that a traditional PE closet wouldn't have. And so it's adapting adventure activities. So it would allow PE teachers that don't have a challenge course or adventure materials to still incorporate adventure models into their classes, but using materials that they already have access to. So it's making the curriculum more accessible. And so we made like a big brainstorm list of all of the equipment that we have in our PE closets that's not adventure-based. And then how can we adapt and change adventure activities that we already do to use the equipment that we have? Like how could we incorporate floor hockey sticks? How could we incorporate scooters into this adventure curriculum? Yeah. And it's a work in progress. We're like an actively working group, with, I'd say, lofty goals and lots of brain power. But it's been a really fun thing to be a part of.
You're giving your time and expertise to developing these ways of integrating the sort of project adventure framework or the adventure education framework into traditional PE settings. And I'm just curious why that, like, what are your hopes for that? And why do you think that's so important?
Yeah, that's, so I guess, I think adventure education makes I don't know if it's the right way to say this either, but learning more accessible. When you're teaching soccer, say you have like a fifth grade class and you're starting a soccer unit, your skill level in your class is, you know, there's some big gaps there. You're going to have students that have been playing soccer since they could walk, and you're going to have students that have never played soccer. And the goal here is to kind of even the playing field and not make it about who's better at soccer, but how can we work together to build relationships, to practice our skills in a way that doesn't make people feel intimidated? So Pike's motto, non sibi solum, I think falls. So Project Adventure has another core concept called the full value commitment. And it's kind of a commitment of group behavioral norms that allows us to create this safe environment. And when I introduce it, non-Sibisalem often comes up as something that they already kind of hold as a group, to, you know, show how they care for each other. And it's funny, I facilitated a training this past fall for some PE teachers. And I mentioned how, when you're creating a full value commitment, you can often, you know, Project Adventure has recommended language, which I do use a lot of times. It's be here, be safe, be honest, set goals, and let go and move on. But it's really open for, you know, what does your population need? And maybe your school already has a set of values in place or a motto that they live by, like Pike does. Mm-hmm. And so I was sharing that it often comes up, and non-Sibisalem is one of, you know, the things that our students really, you know, they grow up with it, they believe in it, they live it. And I shared this with the group of PE teachers, and a little bit later, this guy was like, "Hey, do you teach at Pike?" And I was like, "Yeah, how did you know?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm an alum. I knew as soon as you said the motto." And he graduated like 20 years ago, and, you know, it still was so like deeply rooted. It was awesome. And he was like, so excited that, the adventure ed was happening at Pike as well.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, it was super cool.